Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I will be your reader today. Before I start reading for today's episode, I would like to take a minute to thank everybody who's been praying for me as we've been waiting and praying this fifth baby of ours into the world. We're home now, and everybody's great and healthy, thank God. And just thank you so much for everybody who's been keeping us in your prayers. Today is Friday, the 23rd of April, which is the 11th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar, and day 26 of the counting of the Omer. This week's Torah portion is a double one, and it's called Acharei Mot and Kedushim, which means after the death and holy. Today's Aliyah is the sixth one, and it is Leviticus 19:33 through 20, verse 7. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. If an outsider dwells with you in your land, you should do him no wrong. The outsider dwelling among you shall be to you as the native born among you. You should love him as yourself, for you dwelled as an outsider in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You must not be dishonest in judgment, in measurements of length, weight, or of quantity. You are to have honest balances, honest weights, honest bushel measure, and an honest gallon. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You must observe all my statutes and all my ordinances. Do them. I am the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, Moreover, you are to tell Bnei Israel, anyone from Bnei Israel or from the outsiders dwelling in Israel, who gives any of his children to Molech, shall surely be put to death. The people of the land are to stone him with rocks. I also will set my face against such a person and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given his children to Molech, defiling my sanctuary and profaning my holy name. But if the people of the land all hide their eyes from that person when he gives of his seed to Molech and do not put him to death, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, along with all who play the prostitute after him with Molech, from among their people. The soul that turns to mediums or to soothsayers, prostituting himself with them, I will set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. So consecrate yourselves, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. That was Leviticus 19:33 through 27. Our next portion is Isaiah chapters 61 and 62. The Ruach of the Lord God is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore former desolations. They will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers will stand and shepherd your flocks. Children of foreigners will be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you will be called the Kohanim of the Lord. They will speak of you as the ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of nations and boast in their abundance. Instead of your shame, double portion. Instead of disgrace, they will sing for joy. Therefore, in their land, they will inherit a double portion. They will have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery in the burnt offering. In faithfulness, I will reward my people and cut an eternal covenant with them. Then their offspring will be known among the nations, their descendants among the peoples. All who see them will recognize them, for they are the seed that the Lord has blessed. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me in a robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom wearing a priestly turban, like a bride adorning herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes things sown to spring up, so the Lord God will cause justice and praise to bring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her righteousness shines out brightly, and her salvation as a blazing torch. Nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name, which the Lord's mouth will bestow. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will you be termed forsaken, no longer your land termed desolate. Instead, you will be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land will be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons will marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over a bride, so your God will rejoice over you. On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All day and all night they will never hold their peace. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his strong arm, surely I will never again give your grain as food for your enemies, nor will foreigners drink your new wine, for which you have labored. But those who have garnered it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who have gathered it will drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Go through the gates, clear the way for the people. Build up the highway, remove the stones, lift up a banner over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Then they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. That was Isaiah 61 and 62. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is Job chapter 17. My spirit is broken. My days have cut short. The graveyard awaits me. Surely mockers are with me. My eyes must gaze on their hostility. Make then a pledge for me with you. Who else would strike hands with me? Because you have closed their heart to understanding. Therefore you will not exalt them. If anyone denounces his friends for profit, the eyes of his children will fail. He has made me a byword to people. I am the one in whose face people spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief, and all my limbs are like a shadow. The upright are appalled at this. The innocent are stirred up against the ungodly. But the righteous one holds to his way, and the one with clean hands grows stronger. But turn, all of you, come now. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed. My plans are torn apart. Yet the desires of my heart turn night into day. In the face of darkness, light is near. If I hope for Sheol as my home, if I make my bed in darkness, if I say to the pit, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother or my sister, where then is my hope? And my hope, who sees it? Will it go down to the gates of Sheol? Will it descend together into the dust? That was Job chapter 17. Our next and last reading for Friday is the book of 2 John, or Yohanan. The Elder, To the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I alone, but also all who have come to know the truth, because of the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and shalom be with us, from God the Father, and from Messiah Yeshua, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I was overjoyed to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we received as a commandment from the Father. Now I ask you, dear lady, that we love one another. It is not as though I am writing you a new command, but the one we have had from the beginning. Now this is love, that we walk according to his commands. This is the commandment, just as you heard from the beginning, that you walk in love. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Yeshua as Messiah, coming in human flesh. This one is a deceiver and the anti-Messiah. Watch yourselves, so you do not lose what we have worked for, but receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not remain in Messiah's teaching does not have God. Anyone who remains in this teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not welcome him into your home or even give him a greeting. For the one greeting him shares in his evil deeds. Although I have much to write to you, I don't want to do it with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, so that our joy may be full. The children of your chosen sister send you greetings. That was the book of 2 John or Yohanan. If you're reading the double portion of Apostles this year, you would also read Matthew chapter 17. We're now going to move on with the readings for Shabbat, the 24th of April, which is the 12th of Iyar, and day 27 of the counting of the Omer. The last Aliyah this week is Leviticus 20, verse 8 through 27. You are to keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Any man who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or mother, and his blood should be on him. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, who commits adultery with his friend's wife, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. If a man lies with his father's wife and has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be on them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed a perversion, and their blood shall be on them. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be on them. If a man takes a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, so that there may be no more wickedness among you. If a man lies with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you are to kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and lies down with it, you are to kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be on them. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her nakedness, and she his, it is a shameful thing. They are to be cut off in the sight of the children of their people, for he has uncovered his sister's nakedness, and will bear his iniquity. If a man lies with a woman during her nidah, and exposes her nakedness, he has exposed her flow, and she has uncovered the flow of her blood. Both of them are to be cut off from among their people. You are not to uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister or your father's sister, for the one who does that has made his close relative naked and will bear his iniquity. If a man lies with his aunt, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin and die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an impurity. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness, and they will be childless. Now you are to keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them, so that the land where I am bringing you to dwell will not vomit you out. You are not to walk in the way of the nation, which I am casting out before you, for they did all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said to you, you will inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has set you apart from the peoples. Also you are to make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, and between the unclean bird and the clean. And you are not to make your souls detestable by an animal or by a bird, or by anything with which the ground teems, which I have set apart as unclean for you. You are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have set you apart from the peoples, so that you would be mine. A man or a woman who is a medium or is a soothsayer shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with rocks, and their blood shall be on them. That was Leviticus 20, verse 8 through 27. The Haftarah portion this week is Amos chapter 9, verse 7 through 15. Are you not like the children of the Cushites to me, Bnei Israel? It is the declaration of the Lord. Did I not bring Israel up from the land of Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtol and Aram from Kir? Behold, the eyes of my Lord, the Lord, are on the sinful kingdom, so I will utterly destroy it from the face of the earth. Nevertheless, I will not annihilate the house of Jacob. It is a declaration of the Lord. For behold, I have commanded, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, like grain being tossed in a sieve, without a pebble falling to the ground. By the sword shall all the sinners of my people die, those who say, the calamity will not overtake or confront us. In that day I will raise up David's fallen sukkah. I will restore its breaches, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in days of old. So they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations called by my name. It is a declaration of the Lord, the one who will do this. Behold, days are soon coming. It's a declaration of the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper and the one treading grapes, the one sowing seed. The mountains will drip sweet wine, and all the hills will melt over. Yes, I will restore the captivity of my people Israel. They will rebuild desolated cities and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will also make gardens and eat their fruit. Yes, I will plant them on their land, and they will never again be plucked up out of their land that I have given to them. The Lord your God has said it. That was Amos chapter 9, verse 7 through 15. Our next and very last scripture for this week is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1 through 12. Finally then, brothers and sisters, we ask you and appeal in the Lord Yeshua, just as you received from us the way you ought to walk and please God, as in fact you are walking, that you keep progressing more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Yeshua. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, to abstain from sexual immorality, to know, each of you, how to gain control over his own body, in holiness and honor. Not in the passion of lust, like the pagans who do not know God. And not to overstep his brother and take advantage of him in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, as we told you before and solemnly warned you. For God did not call us to impurity, but in holiness. Consequently, the one who rejects this is not rejecting man, but God, who gives his Ruach HaKodesh to you. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. In fact, you even practice it toward all your brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to keep progressing more and more, and aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands, just as we directed you, so you may behave properly toward outsiders and not have need of anything. That was 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1 through 12, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for Busy Moms this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope and pray that you have a blessed and restful Shabbat. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next week.